Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
You get a hold of us, too. There's a phone number out there. What's that there, Todd?
877-931-4TNT.
Facebook us.
The official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. We could use all the likes that we can get.
Twitter, at TNT Radio Empire. Nick's got a gig tomorrow night in Weeping Water, Nebraska.
Yes.
Huge deal because there's no live comedy. At least in our area, there's not right now.
Nope. Be at the Farmhouse Lounge.
Farmhouse Lounge.
At 8.
The only live comedy for miles around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to be outside, and the crowd's going to be spread out. And
yeah. You and the whole gang.
Yeah.
No rushing the stage, please.
No. Glad we don't have to worry about that anymore.
You're right.
Yeah, but you better still make the announcement.
That was always annoying, huh? All the fans in your face.
Well, he could get hurt occasionally.
True.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah. No crowd surfing. Resist the urge to crowd surf.
Yeah. We're going to miss that.
Yeah.
It's Halle Berry's birthday today.
She's still hot as hell.
Yes, she is. She is 54.
We're doing who's taller than Halle
Berry?
She's
pretty short.
Yeah, she's short. 5'3", maybe 5'2".
It's the birthday of Mila Kunis today as well.
This one sucks.
We like her.
We do.
Yeah, we like Halle Berry as well.
We like them both.
She's awful tiny.
Yeah, but
Mila Kunis is.
But Ashton Kutcher's tall, so.
Mila Kunis is younger. She's 37.
We knew that. That was easy.
That's why I didn't ask.
Now, this is one of those like 5'2", 5'3" competitions.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
God.
So the question is today, who's taller? Halle Berry or Mila Kunis?
Halle Berry.
I got to go with Halle Berry.
I'm going to go Mila Kunis.
I was going to go Mila too, but I'm going to switch mine back. I'm going to go Halle Berry. You sticking with? Are you going to be a? You only got 2-0.
Yeah, man. I guess.
Okay. 3 Halle Berrys, 1 Mila Kunis.
Not real confident.
Mila Kunis is 5'4".
Uh-oh.
Oh, she's going to win this. 5'4".
Halle Berry's 5'5".
Halle's 5'5".
No, you're going to win this, Nick.
Halle Berry is 5'5".
Oh! Yeah! In your face!
Well, I'm not going to win this,
you're 1-1.
You suck. Inch.
Good luck tomorrow night.
Yeah, you're going limping.
You should play Who's Taller with the audience. That's all the material you got now. You've been in live comedy since March. Okay, who's taller? I got no material. That's all I've been doing is doing
I hope
who's
you
taller.
Tell jokes better than you play Who's Taller.
That guy over there or that guy over there?
Don't stand up.
There's going to be somebody heckling you about your Who's Taller losses.
You're 1-1. 1-1 yesterday, loser.
In fact, I think you can go through Twitter and find, they document all of our wins and losses.
There's a Who's Taller. There's a scoreboard. There's a Twitter. Yeah, there's a TNT scoreboard. There's a TNT Who's Taller. Oh, there's a bunch of them. There's In the Morning. There's a bunch of fan sites out there. And thank you, by the way.
There's even a fake Craig Evans
fake
now.
Fake Craig Evans. Yeah. By the way, he's politically woke. He's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not ironic. He's Craig Evans, but it's not Craig Evans.
And the profile picture is a stunning match.
Who is it?
It's the old like neighbor guy from Little House on the Prairie.
It is. Oh, the father. The other guy.
Some other guy.
Yeah,
I don't know who he was.
Yeah, but
he was a buddy.
But he looks a lot like Craig.
Just a gray beard thing.
Kiss.
Yes.
And David Lee Roth announcing their new dates for the tour.
I saw that.
They're going out in August of 2021.
Yeah, I think I'm going to Fort Worth in October.
All right.
See, that's how we're planning things now.
Not even till August 2021.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think anything's
it's
happening.
It's a year from now they're going to start touring.
That should be convince people to actually get a vaccine
that,
once it's
that may
done.
Seem like that could be doable.
At this point in time, we're going, all right,
I'll stay positive.
Right.
If you just said March of next year, I'd have said, nah.
Well, when I first saw it, is it August? August? Wait a minute. We're in August. Oh, 21.
Right. No, I think late summer next year is about the sweet spot. Yeah. Maybe you could see some tours.
David Lee Roth opening all those shows except for one.
Yeah, even if it's way
off
in the
future.
It's not
Fort Worth, is it?
Yeah, you got to see David Lee Roth, man.
Don't know.
No matter how much his voice is doing right, you're going to hear some great music because he plays all early Van Halen.
Yeah.
It's nice to make some plans. To at least have something that you can look forward to on the calendar.
And then get your hopes squashed and crushed.
Yeah, that too.
When they say no.
Well, yeah, because after tomorrow, I'm looking forward to the Saturday after Thanksgiving and Griswold and then this Kiss show. That's it.
You're right. The holidays
Kiss show a year and a half from now.
Right.
Well, for 6 months, all we've been doing is canceling plans. It's nice to make plans, you know?
Listen, I'm glad you – I know you looked ahead, but I'm not making any plans at all. Because I don't know what the – unless there's a vaccine, we ain't doing dick.
Yeah. Well, I've got a friend that lives in
– nothing.
My buddy lives in Dallas.
Nobody's going to wear a mask, and I can do social distances. So unless there's a vaccine, we're not doing nothing.
Yeah, I'm starting to read about plans
that's depressing.
What the ski resorts have planned for the upcoming winter.
They ain't letting you there. You won't be going there in January.
Oh, likely not.
No.
But they have grand plans. They have to make them.
I get it.
Just in case.
Can you ski in a fully sealed NASA space suit? Because that seems like the only way to do it safe.
No, but you're wearing at least I do, wear a mask.
Yeah.
Can you get in a bubble and just roll down?
And that way you avoid the poles. Yeah. You can avoid the pole then.
Yeah.
Or bounce off a pole.
Bounce off the pole.
Yeah. That sounds fun. Sounds
that
hard
does
to
sound
stop.
Fun. Yeah.
Sounds like it'd be hard to stop.
See, the places where the crowds would gather would be, you know, when you're getting in line. You know, and people might not necessarily have their mask on when you're in line waiting, you know, for the chairlift. And then going inside. And I could eliminate that. You know, I can put a lunch in my backpack.
Yeah. Backpack.
And don't have to go inside to the bar. And you can order your tickets online.
Do they partner you up with people you don't know on the ski lift?
Well, they used to, and I think they're going to stop that. So we're a four-person chairlift. They will only let two people on the chairlift.
Unless we have a new administration, there ain't going to be nothing. Because he doesn't think it happens, and they're just moving forward.
They're just going to wait for it to magically disappear.
That's it.
Yeah, and then there's the
unless we actually do something, it's not going to happen.
If I want to just go for a weekend, I got to get on a plane thing.
Yep.
Because I live in the middle of the Great Plains. And there ain't much skiing around here.
Some dumbass punched an American Airlines gate agent because she tried to stop him. Said you got to wear a mask.
Were there consequences?
Dude, girl?
I'm sure the guy was arrested. They punched him.
Okay. I didn't necessarily get that one out for us. Mm-hmm. However, that person had already been flagged. They had already made a leg of the trip without a mask.
Man.
So somebody else allowed them on already. They were switching planes, apparently.
Okay.
And then that gate person said, no.
Well, they got
smacked.
Well, then they were right, and the first agent was wrong. Right.
The whole plane was wrong.
Or do you take it off to begin with?
If I'm not mistaken, that happened.
Didn't want an actual physical fight in midair. But these guys are going to be banned from flying anywhere for a long time.
Good.
I saw a dude in a gas station yesterday not wearing a mask. And there's a mandate.
There's a mandate in Omaha now, yes.
The employee that was just standing there, they were just talking like they were cousins or whatever. Yeah. Oh, you did, ha, 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 this. I'm like, what's with this asshole?
No, right. No, like, it's funny.
It's supposed to be everywhere.
I had to go to my gym to quit my gym because we moved and it's different, further away and we're not going to go there anymore. So I walked in there and I'd been there maybe 3 months ago. My son dropped off and... there was people with, now the mask mandate. Everybody had masks on, but they have a lap. They look like a big screen. And once I went in, I had to walk in the building to sign. I walked in with a mask on. Everybody had masks on. It was cool. But there was one of these, like a laptop looking at me, an iPad. And I put my face on it, and they took my temperature.
Really?
Didn't touch anything. Just looked at it. I said, she goes, yeah, look at the camera. So I looked at the camera. I saw there was an outline of a head. And my head was a little outside that outline. Shut up. And it said, bloop, normal temperature, and I walked in. I said, that was pretty cool. The whole thing felt like that's the future.
Yeah.
Mask, plastic, look at this computer, says your temperature's fine, you walk in and sign something.
Do they? Did you have to go in person to stop the gym?
Yeah, I had to do that too.
Do they look you up and down when you're like, "Hey, I'm out." They're like, "Oh, really? Okay, you think you're done?
Well,
you've worked out enough."
To be honest with you, they were pretty cool because it's a massive chain. But the fact is, you're right. I still don't think you should have to go in places to quit.
No,
I think that this, especially since COVID.
Yeah,
that because they know you're not going to come in. I'll do it later. Mm-hmm. I'll do it later.
Especially the gym.
Right.
No, I had to do that too. And
it makes me mad. I can't do it online.
Well, but I was expecting more of the hard sell. Like, are you sure? And what if we did this? What if we did this? And they really just went, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
Sure.
And what's the number they're looking for on the temperature?
It just said
most places, here.
Well, Todd takes his hat off, he loses 5 degrees, something like that.
So I'm going to have to take my hat off and sit in my car for 10 minutes, and then my temperature will be normal.
It just said normal. It didn't say what I was.
I think it's anything over, 101, we're supposed to go home, or maybe, 100 or something.
Yeah, because I don't know how accurate my cheap forehead thermometer is, but I'll take my temperature when I go home, and sometimes it's, that's a little high. Take my hat off, take it 10 minutes later. It's normal. Every time.
Todd wears a wool cap every morning.
Every time.
You can't see it. He wears a Russian hat every morning.
Well, it's a full-face ski mask.
Yeah.
You're going to be hotter.
That's a bit much.
Those furry Russian hats.
No, but the mask mandate is finally in one of the top 50 cities. We're the only ones without it, Omaha.
And it's going to end soon.
Oh, we had to go. I thought about that, too, when I was in there. I'm thinking, but it's an arbitrary date. It's all over September 12th.
Oh, yeah. Like a miracle.
Because dumbasses at City Hall fought it. They fought the
September 12th.
They fought the October 12th one.
So do you think if they see that numbers are going down, are they going to extend it?
You mean going up?
Well, no, if cases go down because of the masks, will they extend
the mandate? No, they'll think, that's a more reason. No, that'd be a smart person that does that.
Oh, because it's working, keep it going?
Right.
What a stupid concept.
They're still pissed that we're not playing football in the social media around here.
Yeah, that ended well for Nebraska, too. And the Big Ten's like, hey, you can't complain anywhere else, you're out. They're like, we'll find somewhere. Then a day later, they're like,
I read a great article in the local, I'll say it, the Omaha World Herald, because I thought it was a pretty good article. It was in the front page yesterday. And it said, the Big Ten Conference is more than just football. Academic cachet is huge in that league. And they talked about maybe, for schooling and for people going to school there, wanting to apply to Nebraska, the Big Ten is where you want to be.
Yeah. I also see people pointing out that.
And it's not just about football.
Those were the reasons that they gave at the time to move.
Thank you.
That they have killed music programs, art programs, at a bunch of universities, and nobody seems to care. Nobody speaks up about that.
No.
Yeah, college is more than football. Not to a lot of you, but... to some people.
It's going
to
have to be this
fall. But then it was so weird because that article was there, and I thought, I'll read some of this. I read it, and I got the gist of it. Basically, talk about academics and the cachet it brings to the state and to the university, the Big Ten.
Understand.
And, yeah, totally. We all get that. But then one of the sports guys wrote, the Big Ten makes its rules, and there's no room to wiggle. Like he's bitching about it. Well, yeah, there is no room.
Right.
They make the rules.
Who else is going to make
the
conference rules?
You're in the Big Ten
rules.
Conference. You can't play football if we're not playing football. That's the freaking rules.
Yeah.
No room to wiggle.
No, all conferences are like that. The conference is going to make the rules.
Yes.
That's who else would make it?
I don't take my ball and go home. It's one of those articles.
You are. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Has
everybody
the SEC made an official announcement yet? I mean, I assume they're going
SEC,
ahead with it.
SEC, Big 12, and ACC as of now are going through with it.
Okay.
And I think the one that will go through with it no matter what will be the SEC. ACC, I don't know how they're going to do it because, like I said, it's not just Florida State and Clemson. It is Pitt. It is all these weird schools up north, you know?
I saw the Southland Conference, which is that predominantly black schools?
I'm not sure if that's it or not, but it might be, yeah.
I think they canceled their season, too. Mountain West.
The headline
says. Oh, I don't know. You see what the dumbass, we're talking football, Sweeney, what's his face?
Dabo?
Yeah, Dabo, what a dumbass. This guy says if they're the national championships, it's not tainted. And everybody, this is all over ESPN yesterday, and they all said, it doesn't mean dick this year if 50% of the conferences aren't playing. And also, it said if all of a sudden the ACC wasn't playing, he would say the exact opposite. Oh, no, that doesn't count. We're not playing.
Yeah. Okay.
He's always been a douche.
Well, who won last year? Clemson?
Good point. Who did win last year?
No. I think that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, it would suck for somebody if somebody's trying to go back to back. If you did win it this year, you'd be like, so what? That one, you don't have it.
No.
Really, I thought Clemson won it last year, but I could be wrong.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Headline at Saturday Down South says, ex-LSU, current Oregon State president.
Oh, no, it was LSU, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was LSU.
Joe Burrow?
That's it.
Ex-LSU, current Oregon State president?
The headline at Saturday Down South says, ex-LSU, current Oregon State president asked what the Pac-12 sees that the SEC doesn't. Reality.
I love that.
Yeah, the MAC is not playing.
Nobody's
Mountain
playing.
West is not playing.
Those are the Power Five. There's still three scheduled to play, but that they don't think that's going to happen.
And none of them aren't playing because they don't want to play.
No,
everybody wants to play.
Everybody wants to play. I want to see it. It's not just Lincoln that's affected. I mean, Columbus State College. All the other Big Ten schools.
Indiana, Purdue. Indiana,
all those areas are going to be affected.
There's 13 other schools in the Big Ten.
Right.
And just because they start doesn't mean they're going to finish.
No.
That's the thing.
No.
You know, I mean, yeah, maybe the ACC and the SEC start, but I don't know how they finish.
I think the SEC just drags off sick people and keeps playing. I think they're that hardcore that they don't care. And look where they're located. And look who they vote for.
You're going to go with the North Korea model?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Those have an infirmary on the sidelines.
And then I saw these guys poo-poo in the spring, and I get that spring might not happen. But once again, why not plan for it? But all these sports guys are saying, and they don't understand that people root for the helmet. A lot of times in football, and especially in college football, and he was saying, well, it's going to be watered down. All the players are going to go to the NFL. I said, yeah, but guess what? Another guy, another great athlete, another great kid is going to be playing football for that team, and you're going to root for that team.
Right, that's good.
The fans will still love it. If you could go watch college football Saturday in March, we would love it.
Yeah, what's
Nebraska
the option?
Will be okay.
But all ESPN hates it. All those talking heads hate spring football ideas.
Yeah, do you want no football or do you want spring football?
Right, right.
Those are your choices.
That's it.
And I keep hearing people bring up, you know, like the guys like Joe Burrow who would have been, you know, hard up to get a job, but now then he went to the first pick. It's like, yeah, that's a real rare story.
And even then, that's not the reason we all shouldn't be able to watch football in the spring.
No.
Because a guy didn't get a shot at it, you know?
I mean, you don't really not every year do you see one guy go from a middle-of-the-pack quarterback to throwing 60 touchdowns.
But even then, that affects one guy and one team.
Yeah.
And he still probably would have gotten a shot. He just would have had to take, like, the Tom Brady route,
right,
get drafted late and
right.
try to catch on somewhere.
Yeah, but Nick's right. We all want to watch college football. We're not hating on college football here.
No, I say the same thing about the NFL. They're going to start.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they're going to be able to complete the season.
That's what worries me. The Chiefs finally get the dude.
They did.
And now they can't play.
They did get the
That's
dude.
The only bright spot.
It is all
for me.
About you, Nick. It is all about you and Chief fan. I get it. They do get the dude. And then Kelce just signed for a bunch of money, too. Yeah.
Hey, let's run it back. There's nowhere to run.
The Chiefs run continuously on the NFL Network now. I don't know if you check it out.
Every game.
But I'm about sick of them.
Yeah, if they become the next... Like
that's how the backlash starts.
If they become the next multi-decade, you know, dynasty, I'm going to be really pissed off. Because Chiefs fans are insufferable when they suck.
Yeah. same with Husker fans.
Oh, yeah.
And Knicks both. and he represents on the show. Good
but
for
I think
Nick.
There's an, I
Good
don't think Nick. There's any, at least at this point, there's not an entitled Chiefs fan.
No, not so far.
Give it a couple years.
Yeah, I don't think it would take
no,
long.
No, there's definitely not an entitled Chiefs fan. You guys are all still in shock you won.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Dolly Parton is letting it be known that she supports the Black Lives Matter movement.
What was your exact quote, Craig? I love this.
Let's see here. She said she hopes white people don't think their lives are the only ones that matter.
Asses. Read that. She said our little
I
white,
didn't get that one.
Our little white asses are not the only thing that matters.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Didn't you see that?
That was it? No, it's not on the bit I have.
And our big white boobs, too, by the way. She threw that in there. No, I did.
She says she supports nationwide protests over racial injustice. She says says there's no such thing as innocent ignorance. She has also rebranded her Dolly Parton's Dixie Stampede Dinner Theaters in recent years to remove the word Dixie.
She's always been pretty cool.
She's already been doing that.
With the gay community, she's always been ahead of her time.
Yeah, she always seems pretty progressive.
I heard an interview with her where she said that she tried to go out in public in disguise once, like go out just shopping with her sister.
Right.
And not
without
get
a
right.
wig? Without a wig, yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, put on like, you know, a big hood or whatever. Yeah, just tried to fit in. And like the first store they went to, she asked her sister something and somebody goes up and goes, are you Dolly Parton? She was just talking. They recognized her voice
all
instantly.
She had to just take off that big wig of hers. That's all she, you know.
Oh, I think it would be hard for her to go incognito.
The wig is, they're all wigs. She takes that off. And she
might
but
you can't take off the boobs.
No,
yeah,
you can't.
Or change the voice.
You can't take off the boobs or change the voice.
So she said she's never tried to go out and, like, you know, incognito again because it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right. And she's pretty small in stature, isn't she?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've never played Who's Taller with Dolly Parton.
She said,
she's probably taller than Mila Kunis.
Yeah. Loser.
She said, of course Black Lives Matter. Do we think our little white asses are the only ones that matter?
Love that.
No.
Love that quote.
That's awesome.
And our big white boobs. She said that too.
And then she played Jolene.
Jolene.
Dolly Parton is 5 foot nothing.
That's five even, they usually call it that.
Yeah. I'm just talking.
Nah, you're blowing it now. Craig's going to play Who's Older someday or Who's Taller. Yeah, she's a short little thing there. Good for Dolly. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Radio Empire.